T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know what to do when the Vanilla Ice drops. B. Mitch Finley, well, 106.
Landfill dancing, man. He's in the window.
Yeah, let him know, Landini.
I'm joking. I won't put Landfill out there like that.
I think you did, B.
I was joking, right. People. I was joking.
I don't believe you. I bet he was dancing. The news is official. Despite pushback from the NFLPA, unanimous approval for the NFL to ban the swivel hip drop tackle. Lampel, I just sent you a video of Rich McKay, who's the chairman of the competition committee, explaining that decision. Beamish, this is something we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
You're already seeing a lot of defensive players going to social media and complaining about this. They may be trying to make the game safer, certainly, but at the same time, they're just making it harder to play defense.
They are, and I think what they got to understand is that you have 53 guys on the team, okay, and not necessarily 25, okay, because, like, they don't count the punter, the kicker, and the holder normally, I mean the snapper normally, as the offensive defense.
Right.
You have to realize that it's not just about offense, and let's not understand people get hurt in this game. But you can't make rules to try to justify every injury. You ever thought that grown-ass men, testosterone-driven, muscular, running full speed, hitting each other is not enough to get injury? And the ultimate thing is you can't keep getting offensive players to think that they're protected by every damn rule. That's how people get hurt. Learn how to defend yourself. If someone grabs me, and I know that they're not taking me down, I know what they're about to do. They're about to try to fall the other direction while grabbing me around my hip and pull back. So what do you have to do? You lean forward. And if they start pulling back, let your legs go. But ultimately, if you try to defend it and fight it, or you, like most guys do today, once someone grabs them, what do? Jay, you watch football. They stop pumping their legs.
Yeah.
And when you stop pumping your legs, you allow that guy to use his momentum to go onto your ankle and pull back, you're putting yourself at a detriment. How about keep pumping, moving forward? There was a play against Denver, and I think Jeff has shown me the play. I was trying to find it, where the guy grabbed me, and he fell backwards. I kept running and moved forward. He never was able to fall on my leg. And for people that want to say, well, it doesn't, I played 14 damn years, and I never missed a play because of that. And I was tackled that way many a time. You have to also understand that part of the game of football is not just you being an offensive player. You have to protect yourself. Just like if you're driving on the road, don't just be an offensive driver. Be a defensive driver as well.
It's I'm not surprised by this. I was told it was going to pass. Ownership clearly wants it. It is a step towards protecting offensive players kind of at all costs, man.
And when are they going to make one rule to protect a defensive player?
I mean, those don't seem to happen.
Like defensive players get things happening to them and different stuff too. Like, if a defensive player touch your face mask, the flag comes out immediately. But as an offensive player, and I did it for 14 years, I'll put my hand in your face mask and push you away. I never got a flag on it.
The other big rule change that Pope – folks were kind of waiting to hear what happened was the kickoff rule. They did not vote on that today. They had a healthy debate. There was just the press conference is still going on, honestly. Rich McKay is the chairman of the competition committee. He spoke Landine, if you're able to turn that audio around, we can play it, but just let me know. I know that was a quick turn. Rich McKay spoke. Okay, here's Rich McKay talking about the decision to ban the swivel hip drop.
A good bit of the rugby language that they put in to outlaw this tackle, and we had good discussion of it. Again, if you read the report, you'll see that we said in the report that this will be a hard one to call in the field. You're going to have to see all the elements of this, because this is the swivel hip drop tackle. It's not every hip drop tackle. This is the one where the player grabs and then unweights himself, swivels around, and falls on the legs. Just like the use of helmet, where it is hard to see all the elements, we want to make it a rule where it's illegal so that we can deal on the discipline and the education side during the week and get the play out of the game. So,
okay, so let me ask you the question.
I
don't think they just cleared it up. They just made it worse. Because they say it's the swivel hip drop, not just the hip drop. You're now making those referees have to see if a guy is swiveling around to do something. Because if I grab you and fall and I land on your leg, that's not supposed to be flagged. But if I grab you and I swing myself around and land on your leg, that's supposed to be flagged. You just screwed this thing up and made it worse.
I think I was not in favor of this, and I don't have a vote. I'm not a billionaire NFL owner. But what I don't want to see happen, and what I fear is absolutely going to happen, is it's just one more call late in games for refs to screw up. And they're screwing it up because they're put in damn near an impossible situation. And what you're going to have are lengthy delays while they review things, and it's just – you're over-litigating things. What I do think sounds at least somewhat encouraging, and I'm not sure how you actually implement this, but this is what I've said for a long time they should do with helmet-to-helmet and targeting in the NFL, is don't review it at the time. I mean, if something's egregious, you throw the flag, but you want to stop that stuff. Fines are what will make the difference. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the strategy for the swivel hip drop is going to be, you heard McKay there say, during the week. And during the week means fines, not necessarily flags.
This is where I have the issue. Rick McKay right now just stated that it's not the hip drop, it's the swivel hip drop, right?
Right, right.
And I just look at Pelissero and also Garofalo, and theirs are the hip drop. That's their tweets. The NFL rules out the hip drop tackle. The man just told you it's not the hip drop; it's the swivel hip drop. This is
so
where,
they just showed a video.
But I'm saying that's where all the confusion comes from. That people are so quick to try to beat. Let's put it right the first damn time, and because what everyone is going to now start as it happens now, whenever someone grabs a jersey in the back and pull a guy, everybody say, "Oh no, that's what you call it." Stepping in the shoulder pad. What do they call that now? Horse collar. If you're not inside the shoulder pad, it's not horse collar. So every time someone is grabbed in the back, everybody calls for the horse collar. What are the commentators going to start doing right now? So they need to make sure that they go out there and push this information out the proper way. I understand what the guy said, but that's not what all these reporters are putting out there right now.
I think there's a lot of clarifying going on right now, and I think the league – if you read the letter of the actual ruling that came down, it just said hip drop, and I think now they're making a point of saying swivel hip drop, which I think is really important. The the technical rule change only says by competition committee amends rule 12 section 2 to eliminate a potentially dangerous tackling technique, right? So like they were pretty damn vague and ambiguous with that. I think...
Jay, what kills me so much... Listen, I've been dealing with the NFL for a long time. They like to make most of their things vague.
Well, because, B, the actual rule, I'm reading it to you right now. Uh-huh. Article 18, hip drop tackle. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. Penalty for a hip drop tackle, loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down. Like in their technical language.
They don't even
language,
say swinging in when your guy that you had to explain it says swivel, right?
Well, dude, if you continue to read, they say It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground: grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms, and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on, trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. So it's also like, even in their own language, they didn't use swivel till like the 25th word or something. You know what I mean?
See, that's the NFL, listen, man, just do better. Like if you're going to change something, word it the proper way. So when the people that needs to go out there and call it and try to go out there and police it, they can say it based off of exactly what you're saying. You can't have things to where it can be interpreted by many people. You gotta
agreed.
Spell it out for them. Define it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.